Carr left. Rivera drag underneath. They take it away, so he throws deep for Bryce Butler out there. He's got it all the way inside the Arizona 5-yard line. What a play by Derek Carr there.
What a great play there by Derek Carr, rolling out to his left and able to square his shoulders to the line of scrimmage and get that ball down the field. And the big reason why he had so much time to throw is the Raider left tackle, number 72 on that play, Donald Penn, who makes his first ever appearance on the Silver and Black Show.
Thanks
Welcome.
For having me.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me about your young quarterback, Derek Carr. What do you see in this guy, Donald?
I'm very impressed with him. I played with two other rookie quarterbacks in Josh Freeman and Mike Glennon. And, you know, Carr's personality and demeanor, it's a very big difference than the other guys. You know, those guys were good guys and great quarterbacks, but Carr has a different mentality about him, and I think it's helping him, you know, go out there and be successful. You know, the want that he has to win, you know, you can't teach that. You got to be born with that.
He's only been sacked four times on the year, so the pass protection has been pretty strong so far this year. You happy with the way you're protecting the quarterback?
Yeah, we are, man. We still got some things we need to work on. The biggest thing, you know, we want to do, we want to get that run game going. And that's been something that's been up and down this whole year. And we're trying to all get on the same page and get that going. Because I feel like that would help out everything else and make Carr's job easier, everybody else's job easier. And we have all the ability and all the talent to do it. It's just we haven't done it on a consistent basis.
Talk about the youth on the offensive line at left guard with Gabe and at right tackle with Menelik.
I mean, Gabe really surprised me. He came in and, you know, Gabe's a great young player. He reminds me of, you know, a guy named Aaron Sears I played next to as a rookie, you know, earlier in my year in Tampa. You know, they're both from the South, both have that Southern strength. And, you know, the good thing about both of them is they listen and they want to learn, they want to get better, and they ask a lot of questions and they pick your brain all day long. And, you know, having Gabe do that and seeing it transform on the field and seeing some of the things he does, you know, it makes me real happy and real proud. I mean, I like playing with him. We have a good relationship. I don't know. You probably when you see him, think he's a quiet guy, but he's a real funny guy. And, you know, with Menelik, man, that's the nature of the beast. Somebody goes down, next man up.
Yeah.
And, you know, some John Gruden's always tell us, you know, next man has to come in and play better than the man that they're taking the spot for.
What was it like to play for John?
I owe a lot to John. You know, he gave me my first opportunity to even come to the team active. And then he gave me my first opportunity just to start when we had an injury. And, you know, he believed in me and trusted in me. And when we were out there, you know, he put a lot on my plate. And, you know, I tried to answer as much as I can. And, you know, I feel like I'm one of those guys that he sits back and I hope I am one of those guys that he sits back and smiles and, you know, when he watches me and he's proud of me the way I came coming in as an undrafted free agent.
Yeah.
And playing 9 years.
The Vikings brought you to camp initially on the practice squad. Talk about your journey to becoming a guy who started well over 100 games at left tackle in the National Football League.
I mean, it wasn't easy. It was very tough, you know, being regarded high coming out of college and then going to the All-Star game and getting hurt and going to the combine hurt and seeing your name drop was real tough. And then not going, you know, you look at some of the guys that got drafted with me in my class. Well, I didn't get drafted, but they got drafted in my class. They're not even in the league anymore. You know, they didn't even last that long. And, you know, having that happen was motivation. And every time I got another opportunity, you know, it motivated me to try to be the best and, you know, show all the naysayers and everybody and prove them wrong. And, you know, I've done that my whole career. I think it's 114 straight games now. So this will be 115 this weekend. So, you know, I'm blessed. And I'm enjoying it. And grew up a Raider fan. Always dreamed about playing for the Raiders and playing close to home, and you know, now I'm able to do it, so you know, that gives me even more incentive to try to turn this thing around.
Yeah, so, you are from Southern California, so your dad, I know, was a huge Raider fan growing up.
Yeah, he was.
Kirk Morrison, the former Raider linebacker, was partly responsible to recruiting you here, I heard.
Yeah, he was. He was when he works out at the same gym as me and during off season. He was in the gym the day I got released, and you know, he called it. He said, the Raiders going to be calling you. Watch, you're going to be a Raider. Not too long after he said that, the phone rang, and it was, you know, Greg Olsen calling me. And, you know, everything worked out. You know, Kirk's a good guy, and, you know, I've known Kirk for a long time. And, you know, he explained to me how good the tradition is, how good the fans were, hearing it from him and then coming and seeing it. You know, Kirk was a big influence. And when I got out here, you know, talking to Greg Olsen, having him in Tampa was really, really helped me. I had some of my best years under his offense. And then, you know, I had a long talk with Coach Pirano, and, you know, that kind of really sold me on it. And everything happened. And I feel like everything happens for a reason.
Yeah. Kirk's a good guy. Just one flaw, a huge Laker fan.
Oh, that we're, hey, we're the best.
I hear you're in the same category. You're a Los Angeles Laker fan?
Diehard Laker fan. I go to a lot of games during the offseason. I enjoy it. And I played basketball my whole life. I didn't start playing football until sophomore year of high school. So, you know, basketball has been a big part of me. I really do love basketball. I played during the offseason and stuff. And I'm a huge Laker fan, you know, through the thick and the thin.
Yeah, well, right now, it's a little thin.
Hey.
And the Warriors are the team to beat. So now that you're in Oakland, you got to become a Warrior fan.
How's it thin? We haven't started the season yet.
We'll see.
We got Kobe back.
I'm talking about last year.
Yeah, last year was rough. I sat through a lot of those games, too. It was rough. But I like some of the things we did this year. I like the draft pick we got. I like Kobe coming back healthy. I like Lynn. You know, I like some of the moves we made. So I love Byron Scott. As a coach, so we're going to see what's going to happen.
16 NBA championships. You've had a lot of thick, so you can take a little thin as well. Donald, thanks for your time. It was a pleasure getting to know you, and welcome to the Oakland Raiders.
Thanks for having me.
That is Donald Penn, our guest on the Silver and Black Show. When we come back, we'll be rejoined by Jim Plunkett, and we'll talk about the stretch running game and the deep shots that the Cleveland Browns take off their running game with Chalk Talk coming your way next on the Silver and Black Show. They fake the stretch going to the right, and they roll the quarterback on the bootleg coming back left.
And here's Jordan Cameron faking a block. This side of the field, Jordan Cameron's all by himself, down the sideline, gets all the way to the 3-yard line. It was well executed, well thought out, big play.